Country 102.5's Feel Good Story, Jonathan Weir and Ayla Brown.
Feels Good.
Feels Good is brought to you by Cupcake Lighthearted. All the taste, 80 little calories. Please drink Cupcake Lighthearted responsibly. Like I responsibly read that copy. Ayla, what's good?
It feels so good to be back, by the way. We're all here together in studio. When you were little, think about it. You may have had a dream to be a professional athlete someday, to put on a Red Sox or a Patriots uniform and play for the team you grew up watching and cheering for from your living room couch. But did you know the percentage of people who actually make it to teams like the Red Sox, Patriots, Bruins, or any other professional sports teams? Listen to this. Less than 2% of high school athletes earn a scholarship to play D1 sports. And then less than 2% of those D1 athletes make it to the pros. So to the few who finally make it there, it's obviously an amazing accomplishment. And another accomplishment is what this athlete decided to do 30 years after his college football season was over. Jerome Bettis was a running back. You guys, I said I was doing a story on him. You're like, the bus.
Yeah.
Bus. Jerome the bus. And I was like, why? Because I didn't grow up watching him play football. But you said he's a running back. Once he got going, he was like a bus. No one could take him down.
Big guy.
Love that. He was a running back for the University of Notre Dame. He left school early in 1992 to play in the NFL. He had a legendary career with the LA Rams, the Pittsburgh Steelers. But the best part of this whole story is, like, yeah, he accomplished so much on the football field, but he's back in college with college kids more than half of his age because of a promise that he made to his mother that he would go back and finally get his college degree. He says being back at school feels super strange. He is years behind the other students technologically. He even compares himself to a dinosaur. He says while kids take notes on iPads, he's using an old school pad of paper and a pen. He's back at Notre Dame, which I think is really cool, his alma mater, and he's doing his best to get his business degree. The NFL's eighth all-time leading rusher is now only four courses shy of that business degree. The man has so many Super Bowl rings, money like he's never dreamed of, but all he wants is his college education and a diploma to hang up on the wall. Oh, and to make his mama proud. That's your Feels Good story for today. Happy Monday. Thanks for listening to us.
All right. Here is your question for $1,000 Minute. What color flag is used in the NFL to indicate a penalty?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.